You're with SBS Radio.
Welcome to this episode of Tell Me Law, episode 3. In the first two iterations, it was just Matthew and myself demystifying some legal challenges and myths. In this episode, it will be a three-way conversation with me in the studio. We've got a guest, Fran O'Brien QC. Now, Fran O'Brien has practiced in employment and industrial relations for 30 years. She's an expert in discrimination law. Fran O'Brien's recent activities include membership of the Geelong Inquiry Commission and chair of the Ararat Commission of Inquiry. Fran acts largely for applicants, but has also acted on behalf of significant corporations and government departments over her career. Also in the studio, we've got Matthew Karakulakis, who I don't need to introduce anymore. He's a principal lawyer and founder of AMK, a 100% Aboriginal-owned and 100% Aboriginal-operated law firm based in Melbourne. Welcome to ITV Radio.
Hello, Bertrand. Thank you very much for having us here today. Bertrand, would I just be able to say, first of all, as well, like to pay our respects to the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, and the elders, both present, future, and past, and acknowledge all the fantastic cultural and significant contributions that our elders have made to our country. That'd be.
How do you both know each other besides being legal practitioners?
Yes, so Fran has done some work for me and my law firm since we started in 2014. Through that work, Fran helped me a lot, and I learned a lot about litigation and law through Fran, and she became a mentor of mine as well.
Wow. A mentor. And Fran, because since we already know Michael, Matthew, I've been working with him for a few weeks now, producing this Tell Me Law episode, Tell Me Law series. What are some of your most enjoyable career highlights? Because one of our most distinguished guests today, but also one of the most distinguished guests, most distinguished lawyers here in Melbourne.
Oh, well, I wouldn't go that far.
I've read your profile and I've seen so many of your feats, so I didn't enumerate them in the introduction, but I've seen so many things and distinguished you are.
Well, I'm about to retire, but I have had a very, very enjoyable time in my career as a barrister, because that's mainly the work I have done. I was a solicitor for a short time early on in my career, and later in mid-career I had 4.5 years in one of the big city firms. But 30 years as a barrister is what I've had, and it's been a very, very enjoyable time. Being a barrister is a very exciting thing to do. And if you have any young listener out there, if they're contemplating work in the law, being a barrister is something they should seriously think about. It does involve a lot of work, but you get a great deal of satisfaction. And the satisfaction is after the hard work comes, you know, pretty hard and fast after a success in court. Whereas practicing as a solicitor tends to be hard slog, with the satisfactions coming over a much longer period of time, I think. So winning cases is something that is always a highlight for a barrister. I don't like to lose cases. That's a low light for a barrister. And I think the other very big thing for me is the satisfaction and gratitude of clients that I've had, and their expression of their gratitude to me. It comes in all sorts of forms. It's often just a case of, you know, thank you. Often it's a case of a very large bunch of flowers, and it's very gratifying indeed when people express their satisfaction with your work, even when you've lost. And that has happened on occasions.
And Fran, you've worked for many years in the discrimination, employment and industrial relations areas. What is it that interests you most in those types of legal matters?
Well, look, that's an area where you're always dealing with people and their lives. And I find that tremendously satisfying. Again, anybody contemplating a career in the law, this is an area, if you're interested in people, that you will get tremendous satisfactions out of. And these issues are often complicated and often difficult. So you've got to have a breadth of skills to deal with all sorts of people, both on your side and on the other side, whoever that might be. I always wanted to work in this area. It was many years ago very hard to break into, but I had some lucky breaks early on in my career. I was doing, in the discrimination area in particular, where nobody else wanted to do the work, I was prepared to do it. And I did a lot of discrimination work early on, and I did a lot of misconduct and disciplinary hearings. And that sort of set the scene for me to go on and develop a full practice in that area, in this area. But it's the people, and I often, my colleagues who are all commercial lawyers, that is my colleagues in chambers who I share my chambers with, they often come in and say, "Oh, Fran, what are you doing today?" Because they know it will be something of interest and interesting. And that's very different to the commercial law, which tends to be, in my view, rather boring.
But commercial law, that's the law that every aspiring successful lawyer, when I speak, I interview some students in law, and their dream is IP or corporate legal practitioner. They want to be, that's the space they want to be in.
They might find out the hard way how riveting that is. Can be very dry indeed, I think. Friend. Even IP, which is, people think that's really interesting, that can be tremendously dry, despite what other people say, on my understanding of my IP colleagues.
You touched on the point about your practice areas in employment and discrimination matters being about the people. And I think that's something that I've been inspired in seeing you work, how you very much in your career have been about the people, which I think is something that a lot of lawyers can learn a lot from.
Yes, look, it is about your clients, and the critical issue I always think is that you know what, and this is often overlooked, I think, you know what the case is about. You might know the law, but you most definitely need to know what the facts are. And I've often encountered situations where people don't know what the facts are. You cannot properly act in any matter, be it commercial or industrial or anything else, without knowing all of the facts and all of the details of the case. If you then have the capacity to apply those facts and details to the law, you'll be a very good lawyer. But I think people overlook how important the facts are.
Mm. And we have a lot of Indigenous listeners on this program and on Tell Me Law, and in particular we have a lot of young lawyers listening to our episodes together. Just say there's a young lawyer that might have just finished at law school listening to this program, and you were to give them sort of some words of wisdom and advice, what would you say to them?
One thing, recognise that the law is a very hard taskmaster. It's hard work. It's very hard work. But if you're prepared to do the hard work, success will come. There's no question. because that hard work will be recognised. I've always said the law is 99% application, 1% brilliance. There's a lot of people walking around thinking they're geniuses. It's no substitute for hard work and never will be, and it's no substitute for success. And I've been around a long time. I've seen a lot of success and a lot of failure. 99% of the success is hard work, in my view.
That point about hard work, I think, is an excellent point. And wouldn't you say that that's a really great principle that can carry across other industries as well?
In other industries, there's no shortcut. You know, you have to put in the hours, you have to put in the time, and at the end of the day, that's when, you know, practice makes perfect.
Yeah, practice makes perfect. It's a great catchphrase, if I may say so, Bertrand.
Yeah.
As a barrister, you know, you learn techniques for effective presentation of a case, both in terms of presenting your case and cross-examining witnesses and getting evidence from your own witnesses, cross-examining witnesses on the other side, and then summarising your case. And those techniques are perfected by practice. So going into court and running those cases, you can rely on those practices to get you through, and the more you do it, the better you are at it, undoubtedly. It also takes judgment. You must have done the work and have the facts in your mind ready to trot out for your use. The getting into court and doing it will you just see it. I mean, I don't consider myself to be a particularly fantastic barrister, and you do see brilliant people who are naturally brilliant, and you do see them. They are wonderful to watch. They can think on their feet. Very, very good barristers. But if you're prepared to put in the hours and practice your profession, you can be a very effective barrister, in my view.
And what are the most important leadership lessons you've learned through law, and how has it helped you?
I suppose there's three. The first I've already referred to, which is, you know, you've simply got to do the work. And as the leader, whether you're alone in court or whether you have a junior or whether you are the junior with a leader, you must know what the case and all the details of the case. The second thing is, I think everybody makes mistakes, and most mistakes can be rectified. People lose their cool, blow their top. You know, I've done it. I'm no saint. But most mistakes can be rectified, and they really ultimately don't matter much, really. And three, I think the consequence of that recognition is that stay calm is the other leadership thing. As the leader, you've got to be able to stay calm, take the tornadoes as they come through, and take the good times as they come through, and make the most of both the good and the bad.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.